Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
The I'm mocking you guy, famous, was a draft-related thing. That was, maybe we talk too much about the draft or something like that. Mm. Why don't you guys go on and on and on some more about the draft? Do you mean it? No. It's enough already about the draft. Well, I certainly, I mean, I would not say that myself right now. I think today is a great day. I am very impressed with what the Bills did last night.
You would be.
I have to be. This is what I'm always trying to order.
Right. Today's your day.
Today's my day, and you watch.
I got to admit, this happens, and after... You know, I don't know. It might have been a minute. It might have been 20 minutes of me staring at my TV sort of with my jaw, just my slack jaw. Like, what? I might have started drooling. I don't know. No one else was there, just me and Fred. But one of the first thoughts I had that wasn't, you know, panic was how hilarious. This is not obviously exactly let playoff teams pick who they're going to play, but it's a little like that. I mean, the Bills let the Chiefs take a guy that some of us liked for the Bills, so that at least letting the Chiefs get a guy on their team who they will probably have to play at some point in the playoffs, it there's a little of that vibe to it. Like, hey, why don't you let them choose who you have to play with? Okay, fun. I love the chaos. I love the emotion. I even love how conflicted I am about it. Like, I am breathing deeply and living today. I just feel energized by the idea that the Chiefs now have a guy that, like Mahomes even, is tied to us. Now, if the Bills find some version of Josh Allen as a receiver tonight, then we're at Mahomes and Allen. Like, Allen buffers the Mahomes anxiety. If the Bills had chosen Josh Rosen or something, oh my God, imagine our lives with Mahomes lording over the entire league, and we're still over here, like, just, please, sir, can I have a quarterback? So that can all still happen. But in the very short term, it's just, you know, I wanted that guy. They want him. How come you didn't want him? They're good. You're good, but they're better. Gah! I love it. I love all the connections to it.
I do too. The idea of trading down, as we both know, is not for everybody. It's not everybody's favorite because it does challenge you, especially in this example. Kansas City, a wide receiver, like, it really does challenge you. And it really, it's a little bit what kind of person you are. Because for me, this is like always right. Trading down is always right. I'm not saying this is good or bad. Like, I just don't have any room in my brain for there being some sort of other, better alternative. There could not and would not be a better alternative. This is what you do. Eventually, you draft your players. But the Bills had some catching up to do with draft capital. And they've done that. They might even be able to do more of that. So that's great. But, you know, somebody else is going to fixate on Worthy or the Chiefs or even Leggett and be like, oh my God, why wouldn't you want those, all the things you're saying? It's just like, there's different kinds of people. The heart is an organ that pumps blood, you know, like how much heart does that guy? What do you mean? He's got one. I'm this way. It's linear for me. It's math. You know, this is always what you should do. What adds to that simple reality for me is it's a year where you and I know as well as anybody from every conversation we've been having every day in here, where you have a dozen or so receivers that are kind of all, you know, what's your favorite flavor? They're kind of all graded about the same. So it is to be expected that the Bills would have a different opinion about any one of these guys than the Chiefs or the Panthers would. That is to be expected. That would make sense. And here I'm getting extra picks and moving up to be able to pick the guy I like more. I think that's probably a good plan. 803-0550 is the number. It's 2 hours away. I mean, they'll be on the clock here before it gets dark. Pretty exciting. And have another pick in round two, and then, for now at least, also at the end of round three, Kansas City's third. Let's go to Joe next. Hi, Joe.
Hey. I think people have this whole trading with a rival all wrong, because if the Chiefs were going to draft Worthy anyways, we basically made the Chiefs third-round pick weaker and us a third-round pick stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think it was actually ended up being a good move in that sense.
There you go.
Thanks, Joe. I mean, that is absolutely why you do it. I guess, you know, like Mike is saying, we're all wired differently. We're all going to have different reactions to this. I'm openly admitting to you the Chiefs are unreasonably in my head to me, because to recognize that they've been better than you in the playoffs and that their quarterback is just this much better and that their coach is this much better, all that, like, that's all reasonable. Like, that's the you know, the games, the standings, the trophies tell you that. Where you get into trouble, where I'm admitting I get into trouble, is just thinking they want that guy, therefore I should want that guy. That is not good thought. That's not good process at all. I know that, but it still freaks me out. And that's why today is, I think, I'm just going to say fun. It's so much fun because we're all sort of trying to either rationalize it, or you don't want to because you want to be mad about it for whatever. I heard a guy call in to Chris and Maddie today on One Bills Live. She was in for Steve today. He's like, I feel like they've lied to me.
Oh my.
Like, oh my gosh. Like, what is even happening here? I mean, first of all, dude, it's a pro sports team. Okay. Like,
narrator, they did not lie to you.
Or if they did in any way at any time, I mean, it's sports.
Well, it's lying season then.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, I'm sipping on the cocktail is what I would say right now.
That seems like a good attitude. Sam is next. Hi, Sam.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Awesome. I love this. I think Adonai Mitchell is the guy. If we want to go with a guy that probably has the highest ceiling out of all the receivers left, I was watching a Steve Smith breakdown of him last night, and the kid is just fluid. It just looks like he, like, floats on the field. He's like a CeeDee Lamb kind of guy. I think mm-hmm. that really, if it's we're going to go with Brandon Bean's typical MO of high ceiling kind of raw prospect, this is the kid that we should be looking at. And I want to ask, what do you guys think of us possibly trading even further into the second round and trying to get both someone like Cooper DeJean and Adonai Mitchell, or name your other wide receiver, if all these picks that we've loaded up could be a possibility? I'll listen to you guys. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I would be, of course, for it. I think there's room to do this one more time with the still numerous receiver options that there are. that all kind of make sense. There might be a half dozen guys that are kind of, who are they? Mitchell, McConkie, Coleman, probably.
Franklin. As far as like early today, I feel like that.
Roman Wilson.
I mean, he's not for me. I'd be surprised if the Bills, I just don't feel like that's a fit for the Bills.
Okay.
But he could be drafted this early, I suppose.
You've got four at least who might go by pick 50.
Yeah. And then you've got defensive players that they might like too. Not just DeGene. Okay. Sorry. I'm so frustrated. I actually Googled to find a pronunciation, and I can't find just like a phonetic spelling. It's like, I got to watch a video. Like, can you just give me it, please? Anyway, Google's all messed up. I blame Elon Musk.
Wow, you went for a little bit of a spin there.
Yeah, I did. I told you, I'm chaos. I mean, this is how my brain works when I'm this fired up. I mean, I'm all over the road. But no, there's the defensive tackle, Newton. Maybe he's of interest to them. You know, I don't know about using your first asset on a guy that's going to be a backup / rotational player on the interior of your defensive line, but it's just another guy that could be in their mix for 33. Or it factors into how far do you want to go from there if someone comes to you with an idea? How many guys can you live with? You got to answer that question before you decide how far you're going to go back.
I think one possible fit, this is not really that great because who would be able to guess this, but a trade like 33 for 40 with Washington, and Washington would give you 78. Middle of the third, and you'd give them a fourth or a fourth and a fifth even, works. Math-wise, that works. And like I think a team like that could feel like in seven spots, somebody they really want won't be around. Washington happens to also have pick 36, so that's not perfect. But a trade like that, to the caller's question, then I'm perfect.
They got to have enough guys to move. That could be right on the edge of how far you can go, I would say.
Because one of those four receivers probably, or you'd get the defensive guy, like someone you mentioned first, and then maybe a receiver at 60 that's still kind of from this list. I don't know. It's maybe they're all set after last night and not having to move again.
Right.
Like, let's just make the first pick of the second round.
Or more opponent, maybe move up to try to facilitate, you know, another guy tonight.
I still, just quickly, am rooting against Mitchell as the idea. For the same reasons I was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Just, it's only a 5-pick difference. And, I don't know, I'm just, the yards per route run stat really scares me about him. Athletically, he's incredible. But I'd rather have McConkie.
McConkie is my least favorite option.
All right, thanks.
I would say, just because I'm worried he's very much what I already have. And the idea of just flooding the field with guys that are all kind of similar really, really worries me. But that said, so that's why I would rank him below even Mitchell. But Troy Franklin, Keon Coleman, Mitchell McConkie would be my order.
At 33, you'd be comfortable with any of those guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Owen is next. Hi, Owen.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
First, I just wanted to say I think that trade between the Chiefs was ridiculous. That's my take, of course. You just allowed the team that's beaten you the last 3 or 4 years to go and get their guy. Regardless how worthy turns out, I just think that's bad process. And the only real argument I've heard about that is that the Chiefs would have gotten him regardless. But if that was such a surefire thing and so guaranteed, then why on earth would the Chiefs trade up in the first place if they're guaranteed to get worthy regardless?
I mean, they wouldn't have, you're right. They wouldn't have known for sure. That's why they did it. The Chiefs didn't really pay a huge price, by the way, either. The trade was pretty neutral. But I think the Bills had their eyes on 33. I think Bean didn't say that this was the case, but I still think it. That they knew they could get from 32 to 33. And that, for me, that's like so much better. All this extra time to negotiate, to plan, like, okay, there's one less guy on my board. That's it. So for me, I bet it was both.
Yeah.
You know, working together, the two trades.
And the Bills might have known, yeah, I don't know what levels. I'm sure at some point GMs of these teams, maybe even Bean, has spoken directly to this in a longer form, more casual setting about how these trade conversations go. I know at other times he's got, like last year, he divulged that Jacksonville needed to know what they were doing with the pick before they agreed to the trade, because Jacksonville wanted an offensive lineman and they wanted to make sure the Bills weren't dipping into the offensive lineman pool. In this case, it certainly didn't seem like Bean knew what the Chiefs wanted to do, but maybe you're aware of what other teams they're talking to and like how open those teams are to doing something with them. So if you feel like they're going to get up and get the guy anyway, then why don't you should just get paid for it. If they're going to pay somebody for it, or they're just going to sit still and take the same guy, let them give you some stuff. It's fine. As long as you can live with it and you're not psyched out by it being the Chiefs like I am, then you should absolutely do that. Like, I want a cool, calm, steady hand making that call. And I think that's what Bean did last night. I respect it, even though it, you know, kind of terrifies me.
You've laid it out well. Jeff is next. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I love what Bean's doing. You know, we've had too many GMs for too long, are willing to trade picks in the future so they can stay on for one more year. You know, he's thinking about the next 3 to 5 years of this franchise, so good for him. I'm glad he did not take the easy route out and just pick someone. You know, look at Doug Whaley. He went up 5 spots. And traded an entire future first-round pick for that to get Sammy Watkins.
And more.
Okay?
Yeah.
Bean, just keep your head on straight. Keep doing what you're doing. Like, I like what he's doing. He's thinking long-term for the franchise. These picks are crapshoots anyways. You know, you got more darts on the board. You got more picks that may turn out. This thought about going to the Chiefs, who knows if this guy's going to pan out? Okay? The more picks we have, the more chances they're going to turn out. Except for the first few guys, these are all crapshoots. And I like what Bean's doing. I hope he stays with it.
Thank you, Jeff. 803-0550. Tom is next. Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. I wanted to talk real quick about what I think is going to happen. By the way, I love this. Is my favorite weekend of the year by
a
mile.
It's the best, isn't it?
So the best.
It is the best.
So I think, you know, I thought right from the beginning, not that it's a big deal, that they were going to trade back. But I don't think they have a guy. I don't think they have a favorite. I think that they've rated a bunch of guys all about the same. Like, they even had Leggett in for a private workout, and they didn't go grab him. They could have grabbed him. They could have grabbed Worthy. I don't think they have a guy that they're saying we can get him later. I think they're rating all these wideouts roughly the same. Right, roughly the same. And I don't think they're putting a first-round pick on them. I think they're just saying, hey, I could have gotten any of them. So I'm wondering, and my gut feels,
mm-hmm.
By the way, really go back for a second for the wide receivers, is I'm McDermott. I'm sitting there. I'm a defensive guru. I'm thinking, all right, who's going to hurt me? And he's got to be saying, look, I'm not afraid of Worthy. I can.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Solve him. Or Mitchell, whatever. But so I think they're going to go DeJean, or, and maybe or, and... I saw something, some landscaper today told me that they're looking at Debo Samuel, and I'm like, oh boy,
yeah.
I'm not necessarily convinced that they're going to go for a wideout here.
Let's catch.
I know we need one.
Let's catch you up.
Right.
So there has been some speculation about Debo Samuel recently. There's more along the lines of that it's not going to happen. So I'm not sure how likely it is, but I'm not expecting the Bills to trade for Debo Samuel. In terms of the rookies, the draft, both I've read, Adam Schefter and Field Yates from ESPN, have mentioned Keon Coleman for the Bills at 33. Whether that's just throwing a name out or like they feel there's some reason that they're mentioning mm-hmm. Coleman specifically. So that might be what happens.
Yeah, that could be representatives of Coleman's, like, you know, feeding those reporters, like, you know, we think the Bills like our guy. We had a good meeting with them, or something more substantive than that even. Yeah, on Samuel.
Or the Bills leaking it.
Sure. Jordan Schultz, just in the last, well, this is 8 minutes ago, I see you, this tweet, on Samuel. Sources, while the 49ers have listened to calls on All-Pro Debo Samuel, sources say the Patriots and Bills are considered highly unlikely to trade for him. So that's specifically what Mike was saying there. It's like that's one significant report that's saying those are two teams that have been linked to the 49ers for either Samuel or Brandon Ayuk, and that's the first definitive they're out sort of information I've seen on that.
You know what? I just remembered our bet. I have not thought about it all day. I did not think about it all night. I have a bet with you that the Bills will pick defense first. It's still out there.
It's very live. Yeah.
That bet is still out there. I'm still an underdog, I think.
I think, but I don't know. I don't feel great because of DeGene being there. Like I feel like that's a guy that the Bills could really, really be crushing on.
Let's go to Tim next. Hi, Tim.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to quickly talk about Keon Coleman, and I'm glad that you brought up the tweets about the Debo or the Ayuk thing, because I think that would be a massive mistake for the Bills to do. You're talking about trading assets for players and then also having to pay them or rework their deals. And, you know, arguably Ayuk's going, you know, technically into his prime, but why not get a guy like Keon Coleman who's essentially – very, very similar to Ayuk, and oh, by the way, he's only 20 years old, has had very subpar QB play when he was at Michigan State in college, had 11 touchdowns last year with Jordan Travis before he got hurt, and I just think that he's a plug-and-play guy for the Bills on the outside, you know, for the next 4 years. It would have been nice to get him under a fifth-year team option in the first round, but that's totally okay. I like what Brandon Bean did yesterday, but I just really, really like the player, you know, 6'3", 215.
Yep.
And I'm glad that he didn't test very well at the combine, but I think that there's a lot. I'm glad that there's a lot there on tape. So.
I really wonder, you know, I've been all over the road on this player. Loved him when we first started out. Then there's questions about his separation and route running and just like how refined a player is he. You know. Oh, contested catches. That's a red flag to me. Like, if you're telling me, like, the reason you like a guy is because he wins 50-50 balls and that's his calling card, I mean, yikes. That sounds to me like I'm calling end zone fades. And no thanks. Like, but as we've gone through it here, it's like, I don't know. He ran slow, but he plays fast. He is big. He's a willing blocker. Like, he might be like a perfect Bills guy. When they sit down tonight after they end up making their three, or maybe they end up making four picks tonight, we'll see, or fewer, right? Who knows, but maybe we'll hear a lot about how much they love just this guy. You watch him, he's 20 yards downfield and you can't get him off of that safety.
I could see it, and I bet Sal will point out, if we get to him with Sal later, that he returned punts. There are not many big receivers that return punts. Your punt returner in your mind's eye is short.
Yep.
But Coleman did that. He also played basketball at Michigan State, which is a pretty good program.
I've heard of them. Yeah, Izzo. They're
so big time athlete. The football guy's comp for Keon Coleman was Mike Williams, if you're trying to picture somebody.
Which one? There've been a few.
There's
Williams
so many Mike Williams
come through. I mean, honestly, there's.
I know there's, the Jets Mike Williams.
Okay,
the former Charger.
The former Charger.
Yes, okay. But fair question. Okay, more of your calls. We hope coming up. Sal Capaccio at 6, round 2 of the draft with the Bills up first is at 7. Are you a business owner or marketing manager who wants better results from your marketing? Of course you are. Who wouldn't? Your website needs to engage prospects. Your video content needs to tell your story. And your advertising needs to convert. Sound about right? Then it's time to check out Quilted Squirrel. For more than a decade, Quilted Squirrel has helped local companies strengthen their brands, gain visibility, and generate more leads. Learn more today at QuiltedSquirrel.com. That is QuiltedSquirrel.com. Back with more of our show and on Facebook Live until 6 after this here on WGR.
Did they give up Xavier Worthy to the Kansas City Chiefs? Sure they did. The goal now is to find their own. So they have the 33rd overall pick. They are receiving calls. My understanding is there are several teams interested in potentially trading to 33. And I feel like, Peter, we do this every year where there's interest in 33 and it never gets traded. Usually if you're a team and you have all night to think of this one guy that you're going to get, usually you just take him. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what the Bills do.
Ian Rappaport wouldn't be surprised. I expect them to make the pick. I think, you know, trading down twice has been the story of today. I doubt very much Brandon Bean wants to start tonight with another, right. You know, like, let's go, right? Let's go.
At this point, he's just trolling the fan base.
I think they'll pick somebody. There was, this may be nothing, but the timing of the Bills tweeting their picks, you know, 7 o'clock sharp or something. I saw Pete Guelli tweet something with the Bills graphic. And the report that there's probably not going to be a Debo trade. They were like right together.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there is some sort of connection there.
Don't come 5 minutes late. We're going to be ready to go today.
Yeah, it's more like that. Yeah. We're ready to make our pick. Before we get back to your calls, one talking point is, well, Kansas City has been pretty successful. If they liked Xavier Worthy so much to trade up for him, why didn't you like him, Bills? And I don't know, there's probably an answer for that. It could be a good reason. Just wouldn't be how I would look at it, but it's a good question. It's an interesting question. There is a report from Art Stapleton, who covers the Giants, on what happened with them last night. They ended up not trading and picking Malik Nabers at 6, but there were reports, including, I think, from Stapleton, that they tried to get to 3 for New England and Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
And that they had offered their first-round pick next year to do that, which maybe was to be expected. He writes in a tweet, "The other fascinating part, what emboldened New England to keep May was the idea that Brian Daboll and Kevin O'Connell liked him. So essentially, he must be good." Like,
okay.
If the Bills had reacted to a Worthy offer like that with, why don't we just take him?
Right.
We would probably never know. Unless somebody reported this, then maybe the Bills would deny it. Right. We'd probably never know it. I'm saying to you, like, if they would actually do that, they should just completely eliminate their scouting department. Just read who the Chiefs like and pick those guys.
Right.
You don't really need to have your own people anymore. But maybe New England actually kind of did that. With May. We don't really like him, but if the Giants and the Vikings do, he must be good. So
great starting point to a relationship there,
right?
With a new franchise quarterback. We'll see. Like I'm already like warming up the look at this kid's stupid fat face takes. I'm so glad they got Drake May. I'm not scared of him. We'll see. Maybe he'll be great. You know, there's plenty of faith. Chris Trapasso gave it an A, or even A plus. I don't even know. So, like, lots of people who study this like the guy.
I'm one of them. I don't study as much as Chris by far, but he would have been the number 2 pick for me.
I'm a little freaked out by him, so I'm glad that they didn't end up with Jaden Daniels, New England. And I'm sorry, the stupid fat face thing wasn't really necessary, but whatever.
He's going to be the Patriots quarterback. Might as well get going.
Get warmed up.
Mac Jones is gone. Let's turn it on this guy. Let's go.
Him and J.J. McCarthy both have this sort of like, look at this guy. Like, just both guys just watched him. I'm like, oh, man, I don't like this guy. just looking at him, I don't like him.
Oof. You're getting rolling. Kevin is with us. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Boy, I'm not crazy about any of these receivers left. Of the bunch, I would take Ladd McConkey, but, man, nothing would depress me more than Keon Coleman at the top of the second round.
That bad? It's that bad, you think?
Yeah, I just don't. He couldn't even get open in college. How's he going to get open in the NFL?
Okay. I'm kind of with you, not specifically this point on Coleman, but these players in general. It's why I wanted the trade down in the first place. But they're going to end up with one of them. Like, that's – and if it's Keon Coleman in separation, or if it's Ladd McConkey in physical gifts, or if it's A.D. Mitchell and character and yards per route.
Troy Franklin in a slight frame. Like, whatever. There's a thing with everybody.
Once you didn't get to Odunze,
yep,
this was going to be true.
But I hear you on Coleman. Like I'm telling you, he rates where he rates to me, in part because there are traits there that I think could help them. But I am worried. Like, this team spent 4 years with Gabriel Davis as their number two receiver and ignored any clamor for them to upgrade opposite Stephon Diggs the whole time. And Davis absolutely had his moments and was a very good fourth round pick. But he did not run a full route tree, was not capable of really creating separation himself. He just really had one. He had one trick. And I'm worried about Coleman. They're going to love the run block. The reason I'm leading with he's a really devoted run blocker is I think they'll love that. And I'm scared they're drafting Gabriel Davis. And, like, that's nice to have on a rookie deal. And if you get that again, I don't know, with it being your first guy picked this year, Davis was more like a, not quite found money, but fourth round pick. Oh, he's lucky, catches touchdowns. This is great. A little more pressure on a guy being the first guy in after Davis and Diggs both leave. I'm going a long way. I'm saying a lot of words here. I feel like Keenan Coleman is very much a plug and play Gabriel Davis replacement. And I'm not sure, because in all aspects, and I don't know how much of a win that is.
There are some, I think, really interesting players when you get past these top names. We never talk about McMillan at Washington, who I just decided from all the reading I did has got to be above Polk, who was also on that team. We never talk. Malik Washington is somebody mm-hmm. that we never talk about. There's just too many. Javon Baker, we both kind of started off into him fast, right? That maybe is round three, but it's not just, it's sort of negative toward these top guys. Like, for me, it was with Brian Thomas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
You know, so a little bit with Worthy at times, and Leggett for sure. Pearsall, we never really spent much time on, or energy on him. Yeah, well, what am I telling you? Like, there's pros and cons with every guy. Let's go to John next. Hi, John.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, thank you.
So I've been listening in and out of the show today, and I've been hearing some Cooper DeJean banter about him possibly going to us at 33.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Bulldog, you're pretty high on the idea, but I
unfortunately
am not.
I like the player, but I don't love the idea because I really want a receiver, and waiting until 60 will be very challenging, but I think there's a fit. So anyway, go ahead.
I don't love either. For starters, he played in the Big Ten East, which I'm not sure if you guys follow college football, but the Big Ten East is arguably the worst passing division in all of Power 5 football. So it doesn't really impress me that he was locking down future mechanics from Northwestern, for example. Whenever he did play quality competition, whether it was against Penn State in 2023 or Ohio State in 2022, it was a rough day at the office for him. Being a film junkie, while he is very fast for a corner, it does seem like he consistently gets blown off the line of scrimmage at the snap. Because of that, he can't flip his hips fast enough. And because of that, the receiver gets stacked on top of him pretty regularly.
Yeah.
And while his speed may be fast enough to help him recover against like a Maryland or Rutgers, I don't think that's going to be the case against an NFL quality receiver and quarterback. He doesn't seem to be very fluid either while covering these top guys.
All right.
Don't get me wrong. I don't think he's going to be awful. I'd be fine with picking him at 60, for example, but we all know he's not going to be there by then. I would also be fine having him as a safety, but as a pure boundary corner,
right.
I just don't see a first-round guy. Mike?
Okay, John, yeah. you got to it at the end there. I don't envision him as a corner at all for this team. Like, the idea is to replace Hyde or Poyer with him eventually. Like, you know, maybe there's punt return there and special teams and whatever, so maybe he doesn't start right away. Sal will be with us in 20 minutes or so and tell us about how they like veterans that know the system and all that as their starting safeties. But everything I've read about this guy is if the play is in front of him, he's money. And what is safety? I mean, that's it. So I'm not thinking about, and I do appreciate, I'm not blowing off your analysis of him as a corner, but I'm not interested in him as a corner. And I don't know what the Bills' intention would be, but my thought on them liking him is as a safety.
Greg Cosell was on with Ross Tucker at one point, maybe a lot, but I remember Cosell sort of speaking negatively toward DeJean as well. And it made Ross sad because Ross wanted Cosell to like him because he likes him. And also Daniel Jeremiah listed his top 10 best available as of right now, and DeJean is on that list. He's at the top of it if he means that to be like the very best player left on the board, which he might.
I think that's how they usually do that. Yeah, best available. If it's in order and he's on top, then he's the best available, I think.
Mitchell is third on this list. McConkey is sixth. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Sal, as Bulldog mentioned, coming up at 6. We'll look for more of your calls before and after our Facebook Live Draft Show presented by Quilted Squirrel. When you're ready to generate more leads and grow your business, call Quilted Squirrel. Welcome back. We're wrapping up our Facebook Live portion of today's show. We'll be live with Sal Capaccio out at the stadium just after 6. By the way, it's a sunny Friday. The Bisons are home 6:05. They swept a doubleheader yesterday. Still undefeated when leading after 7 innings this year. But isn't Friday usually fireworks? So you wouldn't want to just bail just because you know the game is over when
feel
they have the lead after
Bison
7 innings.
Bison thunder, everyone. Let's go. All right.
Yep. Against Iowa. We have Frank next. Hi, Frank.
How you doing?
Great, Frank. How are you?
I'm less than average. Less than average. So
sorry to hear.
I feel that Bean has definitely outsmarted himself finally by thinking he's always smarter than everybody else in the room. He's pinned us in a position that no matter what is done tonight or the rest of the draft, we will enter the season without a number one wide receiver. That's a great thing to do with a generational talent. There's no way out. If the rumors are true about Ayuk and Samuels, we will enter the season without a number one wide receiver. Game over. Thank you, Beam, for being so arrogant and thinking you're smarter than everybody else. You boxed yourself into a corner, and now you're out.
Can I ask you a question just for the exercise here, Frank? If the Bills had drafted Keon Coleman or Ladd McConkey or Adonai Mitchell at 28, would you still feel like they were going to go into this season without a number one receiver?
Yes.
Okay, yes, so the only thing to do then would have been to trade up to get, what, one of the top three guys? Or Brian Thomas Jr., I suppose.
An established player or make the move for number nine. We have cap space next year. We could fill draft capital with free agent money next year. So you've pinned us into a position where there's not a number one who – it's going to be on our team. It's crazy.
Okay, thanks. a lot of people who think if like you do something smart, then you're showing off. You can't. Is somebody allowed to just be smart? You know, trading down gets a lot of respect, and a lot of other teams have done well with it. When the Bills do it, it's arrogance. I don't get it. I don't disagree with the rest of what you're saying. Like maybe it's fair enough analysis, but
I really
you got to be so insulting for doing a thing that's like provably, you know, smart in the draft process. That's showing off. I don't understand that. What kind of biases are at work?
I never thought that they would be this passive about it. I'm stunned to hear that they didn't, assuming they're telling the truth. And usually they've said in other times, like, I tried to do this, I tried to do that, couldn't get it done. I was stunned to hear that they didn't try to move up aggressively at all.
Well, I expected it too, so I would say the same. Sal Capaccio coming up after sports. Thanks for watching, those of you who did, on the Facebook feed. We'll be right back here on WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.